The governor is getting a new round of national publicity as his book comes out. On Sunday on ABC television, he was interviewed for a lengthy story narrated by reporter John Carl.
When Walker talks about the kind of candidate Republicans should nominate in 2016, it sounds more than a little like he is talking about himself.
I think it's got to be an outsider. I think both the presidential and the vice presidential nominee should either be a former or current governor.
But more time in the spotlight for Governor Walker also brings out his critics, who are taking aim at Walker's book titled Unintimidated. State Democratic Party Executive Director Mike Tate says the title is very wrong.
The glaring omissions and revisionist history in this dishonest book indicate he is clearly intimidated by the truth.
Tate says probably the biggest problem with the book is that Walker left out his jobs promise.
No mention at all of what was his central campaign promise in 2010, which was to create 250,000 new jobs. That's because, by nearly every metric, Scott Walker is failing miserably at job creation.
Tate says Democrats will soon start paying for billboards to highlight what he says Governor Walker won't discuss. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.